Milwaukee Public Schools received some unexpected news yesterday. Damond Means, the man in charge of the MPS turnaround program, announced he would be leaving that post. Means had been tabbed in November to oversee the Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program, or OSPP. Now, less than a year later, his departure leaves yet another question mark for an initiative clouded in controversy. Here to give us the details, I'm joined by education reporter Rachel Morello. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So, was anybody expecting Damond Means to step aside?
No, it sure seems to have caught a lot of people by surprise. Means has been walking a tightrope, trying to please everybody involved in OSPP, and it seems from the statement he released that it's just not working. In his resignation letter, Means said, quote, "I made a promise when I volunteered for this position that I would not impose anything on Milwaukee Public Schools. It is now clear to me that as implementation of the law moves forward, the environment is not conducive to collaborative partnerships."
Any idea what Means is referring to when he says that the environment has not been conducive?
Well, if we take a step back for a second, I think it'll help us better understand. So Republican legislators created OSPP to help turn around failing MPS schools, and they assigned Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele the task of hiring a commissioner for OSPP. That's how Damond Means got the job. And ever since, Means and Abele have been trying to involve MPS in decisions about how to run the program. For example, their initial proposal back in April essentially requested that the district itself be the main partner in running the schools chosen for turnaround. But MPS leaders say what would really help is creating a new early education program in Milwaukee. And it appears what MPS is suggesting isn't satisfactory to the people who wrote the law. They wanted Means to take an existing MPS school and make it better. So Means has been kind of at the center of this stalemate, not seeing any real movement as the deadline to do something looms closer. They had hoped to enact something in at least one school in the fall.
So what did Damond Means accomplish during his time with OSPP? Where does he leave the process?
Everybody seems to be asking that same question right now. Like I said, there's been a clash of ideas, but just last week, Means and Abele sat down with MPS leaders, so it seemed like there might be some room to hash out a compromise. People who watch education have wondered whether the lack of movement means legislators might need to take matters back into their own hands, and they'd have had the chance to do so when the legislative session kicks off in January. But Senator Alberta Darling, one of the authors of the OSPP, tells me the plan is to stick with the law as it's currently written and figure out a way forward.
We have to look at why it took a year to get to this point. That was a very disappointing outcome to our legislation. But we're going forward with this project. We're not going to abandon these students.
Now that Means is out, Senator Darling says it's up to County Executive Abele to hire his replacement as soon as possible. After that, the future for OSPP is still very much up in the air.
Did any other leaders have anything to say about Damond Means' exit?
A number of people, actually. We've seen statements thanking Means for his time from Representative Dale Kuyenga, Darling's co-creator on OSPP. We heard similar sentiments from County Executive Abele and MPS Superintendent Darian Driver. One other take came from Kim Schrader, who's president of the Milwaukee Teachers Union, MTEA. He called Means' resignation a victory for Milwaukee families. He says he hopes the move causes lawmakers to take another look at how they deal with the students of MPS.
All right. Well, we'll continue to listen for updates about the future of the program. Thank you so much, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Rachel Morello is WUWM's education reporter, and you can read more of her coverage of the OSPP on our website. That's WUWM.com.